Wearing Carhartt overalls and a faded blue work shirt, Mark Chamlin shows me around his farm near McCallsburg. With his thick white beard and a baseball cap from Key Cooperative framing his face, Chamlin looks every bit the part. He grows the state's most popular crops, corn and soybeans, on one farm. But here, this third-generation farmer defies stereotypes, rotating certified organic corn, beans, oats, and hay, and keeping 700 free-range laying hens to supply his egg business.
So this is the layer building, and you can see their nests.
There are no cages here. The long hen house opens onto a 3-acre fenced pasture. Except during winter's cold, the chickens spend their days roaming and pecking. At night, they lay their eggs, 45 dozen per day, indoors. Chamlin says animal welfare is important to him and to the growing customer base that buys his eggs. But allowing the chickens to wander also improves the land.
Just the fact that we've had a permanent pasture as opposed to a corn-soy rotation has been, you know, a big impact on the environment, where we have a lot of habitat for native pollinators.
He says the pasture also keeps nutrients in the soil and out of waterways. Much bigger conventional egg operations also worry about soil and water quality and even greenhouse gas emissions. Iowa State University professor Hongwei Shin is sharing with egg producers results from his recent study showing the environmental impacts of large-scale production are about half what they were 50 years ago. Today's healthier birds live longer and produce more eggs.
The land use, that's another aspect. Today's is much more efficient because we're able to keep the birds at a higher stocking density, if you will.
An industrial hen house may hold 250,000 layers. That size alone attracts attention from activists. But the egg industry seems willing to address both environmental and animal welfare issues. United Egg Producers, the industry's largest lobbying group, is working alongside the Humane Society of the United States on a far-reaching federal egg bill.
This is what my industry and my egg farmers want and passionately believe that they need to happen so that they can pass their farms on to the next generation.
Chad Gregory is the president of United Egg Producers. He says the proposal would require larger cages with perches, nesting boxes, and improved manure systems.
Housing will improve drastically, the environment will improve drastically, and the safety of our product will improve drastically over the next 15 years.
Gregory says the bill also requires strict carton labels describing the hen's living conditions as caged, enriched cages, cage-free, or free-range.
Yeah, maybe this labeling will help.
Chamlin's collecting eggs now. The egg bill wouldn't impose any changes on free-range producers like him, but he hopes the explicit labels will lure more consumers to free-range eggs. That's a ways off, though. The bill didn't get anywhere in the last Congress, and supporters are still waiting for it to be introduced this year. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.